Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone's sitting up straight. Well, good. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering. We were talking about, Jason and I were talking about, you know, watches and wearing a watch. And I don't wear a watch, and that way I don't know if I'm late. And I haven't had one for many, I have one. I just don't wear it. And I don't wear jewelry of any kind because as a farmer, I don't want to, cause an injury that I don't need. Jason, thank you for engineering today. Kyle, welcome, Kyle.
Good morning, Dan. Oh, man.
Yeah.
I love your laugh. You know, it's just, it's the best start to any show I've ever heard.
Well, I'm laughing at all those people who told me you better shut down USA Prepares. You better knock it off. And, I'm laughing at them. So, yeah, I've been threatened a bunch of times and even lately, I've been threatened. Kyle, I wanted to mention something that we're going to talk about tips today, and I have some. I know you have some. Let's start out with a real simple one. So I think that for most purposes here at the farm, the black electrical tape that I use is the wrong width. So I end up taking I'm talking about for small wires. Now, if I were an industrial electrician and I were taping, you know, large cables together, then 3/4 of an inch wide is probably the right width. But for me here at the farm, it's exactly twice as wide as I think it should be. So what I do is if I'm going to tape, if I make a secure connection and let's say I solder the wires together, splice them together, and I have a nice smooth solder joint, and I want to tape them, I will take the electrical tape and I will slice it so that it's half as wide as it used to be. So instead of 3/4 of an inch wide, it becomes 3/8 of an inch wide. And let's say I take a 4-inch long piece. And when it's thinner like that, I can pull it much tighter and make a much more waterproof, weathertight connection. That's what I do, and that's the tip. Any comments, Kyle?
That's really interesting, Vince. I do know this, you know, I've never really done that. I pretty much always figure out a way to make the 3/4 inch work. But I will tell you one of the very first things when I was an apprentice that the journeyman, I mean, a very young apprentice, I was just starting out, that one of the journeymen, told me was that you can always tell how much pride a guy takes in his connections and by the way that he will tape stuff up. He said, you know, if you can't put it around there right and stretch it and make it a nice tight fit where it's waterproof, then you're not taking as much pride in your work as you ought to. Anyway, I agree. It should be a real tight and you should be able to pull it. Have good enough tape that you can pull it some and stretch it over, and then you can make a pretty waterproof connection with just black tape that'll provide a pretty good waterproof. It's not perfect, but especially if it gets exposed to a lot of water, they do make a rubberized tape that is extremely stretchable. I mean, it'll stretch like 3 times. Twice at least, 2 to 3 times its link, and you can pull that around, and then that will end up being a waterproof connection. But it works extremely well. I have a roll of that that I keep just for extra wet type connections. I had to use it. I really haven't had to use it very much, but I had to use it one time because I was helping an old farmer out, and he had a connection out in the corral around where he kept all of his cattle, and they had hooked it and busted it, and so I knew it was going to be exposed to a lot of, you know, cow poop and everything else, water and rain and all that. And anyway, so I used it there, and he used that connection. When I got done, I put it back up a little higher than it was and reattached it along the corral side where I didn't think the cows would ever get to it. And he used it till he died, you know. It's quite a few years ago, but, and they've tore the corrals all down now. But anyway, that lasted that whole time. He was always, he is always thanking me for that because he never had to deal with it again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so, Class, the reason I cut the 3/4-inch wide electrical tape long ways into two strips is because I can pull it tighter. And I want to have a smooth, wrinkle-free, perfect-looking tape job around that connection. And I know just by looking at one of the connections, I can tell by the tape whether I did it or someone else did it. It's as simple as that. I've been accused of being a perfectionist, and I think it's actually something good to be accused of, being a perfectionist. I want it right every single time. And that way, I won't have to go back and fix it. So the reason I solder the connections is because I don't want the corrosion. I don't want a hidden bad connection underneath tape. So if I solder it, and I use 60-40 rosin core solder, and I make sure that I do the connection right, and if there's corrosion on the copper wires that I'm soldering, I'll take some emery cloth, and I will make those wires bare, and then I will twist them together, and then I will solder them. And also, if you find that that's difficult, using the flux core, FLUX core, rosin core solder, that actually cleans the connection while you heat the solder, so it actually, you know, makes that copper nice and bright for a good quality connection. If you want, you can buy something called liquid rosin, and that is comes in a small, like a 1 ounce dropper with a real fine, almost like a hypodermic needle tip, but it's squared off. It's not pointed to stick under your skin, and you can put one drop on the wires that you've already, you know, gotten pretty clean, and that makes a good connection as well. So they used to be about $5 for 1 ounce, and 1 ounce should last probably, if you put the cap on it, probably years and years and years, because you don't use it very often, and one drop does the job. So, Kyle, have you ever used the liquid rosin for the flux?
No, I haven't.
When you saw
it? I haven't, Vince. Yeah, no, I have not. I do use the 60-40 rosin core solder, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's what you need, Class. It's called radio, R-A-D-I-O, solder. Now, there's another kind of solder that is used for plumbing. That's called acid core, A-C-I-D, as in acidic. And that is absolutely not what you use for radio, because what the acid in that core will destroy the connection over time. So you'll have a really good connection for a very short time, and then that connection will self-destruct because of the acid in the solder. So rosin, R-O-S-I-N, core, C-O-R-E, solder is what you want for radio. And I use really fine solder. I mean, let's say around 20 thousandths of an inch thick, really, really fine. It's probably the diameter of 4 human hairs, and that's what I use because I like that. Because it's more expensive, but I use very little of it, And I use it for pretty much all the connections I'm going to do, except if I'm going to sweat copper pipes, then I use acid core solder, much, much thicker than that. Okay, so I wanted to share that with you. And believe it or not, I find the imported, even from China, electrical tape, I like it better than the 3M brand, because the 3M, the plastic is much, much stiffer. It doesn't want to deform around or conform around the irregular shapes as well as the cheaper Chinese electrical tape. But in terms of ultraviolet resistance, I think the 3M is going to be better. But no matter what I use, I slice it into strips 3/8 of an inch wide. So those are my thoughts. Kyle, have you used heat shrinkable tubing on electrical connections?
Oh, many times, yeah. Many times, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Well, go ahead, Vince.
Okay. What I do is I buy heat shrinkable tubing. And what this is kind of like a flexible plastic tube. And sometimes they come in 2-inch or 3-inch or 4-inch long strips. Sometimes you can get them in there like a foot long. What I do is I make sure that I overlap what I'm going to protect with this heat shrinkable tubing. So if let's say a splice is a half an inch long, I'll make sure that I have at least 3/8 of an inch on either side of that splice to protect the splice. And what this stuff is you have to plan. Okay, you can't put this on after the fact because it goes over the wire. What you do is before you put your connection together, you put the piece of heat shrink tubing on there, and then you solder your connection. And then if you have any sharp points, you kind of smooth them out with a pair of pliers. Then you slide the heat shrinkable tubing over that solder connection. And then with a heat gun, now you can use a torch, but I don't do that. I use a heat gun, an electric heat gun, and it's like a hair dryer, except it gets much hotter, about 700 degrees or so. And I use that on the low setting, and I will heat the area 360 degrees around the heat shrinkable tubing. And that tubing that was larger than the connection shrinks perfectly over the connection. And it really works well. Kyle, your comments?
Yeah, I've used that. Especially you want to do that in wet connections. And they make one other type of a heat shrinkable tubing that has some type of a, like a silicone fill in the inside of it. And it's for underwater use only, pretty much. I mean, you can use it anywhere. But the stuff with the silicone inside of it, kind of a silicone type stuff, once you heat that heat shrink up, this silicone kind of melts around the connection and makes it waterproof. I have found that a lot of times if you're just using regular heat shrink, it is very water resistant, but it is not waterproof. The only one that I have found to be completely waterproof is the stuff that has that kind of a, for lack of a better term, that silicone type core on the inside. Once you heat it up, it melts, and then it melts around the connection, and then the shrink tube shrinks down around it, and it makes for a real good waterproof connection.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit more about that when we come back. So, class, that's exactly what you would use if you were working replacing your submersible pump, your well pump that actually lives in water, surrounded by water, top, bottom, and all around, and you have pigtail wires coming out of the pump, and you want to connect that to your main wiring. I'll tell you how to do it when we come back.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging charging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, when you work on a well pump, so you've got a water well, and you have a submersible pump near the bottom of the well. So let's say the well is 200 feet deep, and the pump would probably be set somewhere around 20 feet off the bottom of that hole in the ground. And so the pump is sitting in water, and probably you have water 100 feet above that well pump. So it's not like if you have a well that's 200 feet deep, there's only water in the very bottom of it. The water actually pushes up that hole in the ground, that drilled hole. And so the water pump, that submersible pump, is sitting in water. And they're typically, sometimes they're wired for 120 volts, but most of the time for deep water well pumps, they're 240 volts. And that would be usually three or four wires. And the wires are these heavy 10-gauge solid copper wires. And they're typically colored with yellow and green and black and red. And those wires go down the well, and they connect to the well pump. And the well pump, when you buy them, typically has pigtail connectors or wires. And you have to connect that to the well pump wire that you supply. And the way you do it is you buy these crimp-on connectors. They're butt connectors. So you put one end of each wire into this connector, and you crimp it. And so there's a mechanical connection. What I would like to do when I do it is solder them. But then to keep them from forming gas through electrolysis every time the well pump comes on, those connections, if they were not protected from the water, waterproof, they would corrode very, very quickly. And that's a problem that people have when some people, believe it or not, will take a well pump and they'll use those twist-on wire nuts and they'll drop the well pump in the well with the wire, and then within a year or so, those connections are corroded. You have to take the pump out again. So you can prevent all of that by using the type of connector that Kyle's talking about, which is the butt connectors with the clear dual-walled heat-shrinkable tubing. So these, you can buy them on Amazon, you can buy it on eBay, get them at your, you know, your plumbing supply house. And what you do is you put this tubing, and it's a thick wall tubing, it's probably 3/16 of an inch thick. You put that over the splice, the good mechanical splice. You heat it with the flame of a torch or an electric heat gun, and it melts. And it melts completely around that spliced connection, and it's waterproof if you do it right, and you won't have any problem with that connection again. Kyle, back to you.
Well, yeah, that's exactly correct, Vince. And like you said, you know, if you do it right, they'll last. Well, if the good quality well pumps that used to be made in this country would last 50 years. I know of one right now that's close to 35 years, and another friend of mine's got one. His is at least 50 years old and still going. So that they will last a long time. I'm not sure about the new Chinese-made stuff. And they have a new type of well pump out, and I'm a little leery of these, but they don't even require a pressure tank. A friend of mine actually has one of these that he had put in, and it did not last more than about a year, and it went out. And he had it was still under warranty, so they put another one in, and it's been about another year and a half, and it's still working fine. They said it was just an anomaly, but I don't trust something that doesn't have a pressure tank and a pressure switch. But anyway,
yeah, and I want all that equipment where I can see it. I want all that equipment. Yeah. I'm talking about the well pressure tank, the control box, the pressure switch. I want all that where I can see it and replace it above ground. And typically, that well pressure switch would be inside the building rather than outside the building, because you're dealing with electricity and switch contacts. And moisture is not a friend of electricity, as far as I can tell. And when we come back, we'll talk about the well pressure tank. And, you know, they come in different sizes. You can get them small, medium, or large. And the larger the tank, the less the well pump is going to cycle, the longer it will last, generally speaking. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The WHO warns 50% of Europe could catch Omicron by March. Dr. Hans Kluge.
The region saw over 7 million newly reported cases of COVID-19 in the first week of 2022, more than doubling over a 2-week period.
The White House is reporting the president meets with the Senate Democrat caucus to discuss the urgent need to pass legislation to protect the constitutional right to vote and the integrity of our elections. The meeting starts at 1 p.m. Eastern. TMZ is reporting 65-year-old comedian and actor Bob Saget died of a heart attack in his sleep. Murray Beard, who was at the Ponte Verde Concert Hall in Jacksonville, Florida, where Saget performed his last show.
I've been around people that have mental health issues and things, and you can tell when something's just not quite right. But that wasn't the way it was with Bob. He was excited about being on stage.
USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The father of a 4-year-old leukemia patient is claiming Ronald McDonald House for Kids with Cancer is kicking the family out of the facility for not getting the COVID-19 vaccine. Austin Ferguson was on Fox News explaining the details.
The letter was pretty shocking and everything. I was in disbelief when I got it, and confronting the person about it, you know, it just blew my mind that it was actually real life, that was a real letter, that they're actually evicting kids with cancer, you know, for whatever reasons. They say they're doing it to keep people safe, but, I mean, like, I just honestly believe they're obsessed with vaccinating people. And, you know, we have a great social worker, and she's already gotten us another place. It's through the hospital, though. But, you know, so she's been really great. But, like, we didn't know what was going on right off the bat. And, you know, we've been talking to a lot of people here, and I feel like this story kind of strikes a lot of people. We've had people coming up to us saying, we got your video. We're vaccinated. Our kid's halfway through his cancer treatment. Like, we don't want to mess it up by getting him this vaccine. You know, any kids in the future coming in, forget about the people getting evicted right now. Like, those kids will have to be vaccinated to come here.
Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Kyle's with us in the front of the class today, and we're talking about things you need to know, tips from the book. And we're talking about wells and well electrical connections. And right now it's well water pressure tanks. And typically you've seen these are either blue, or the older ones are green, or they're galvanized steel. And they're a cylinder, and they hold water and air. And the idea behind them is your well pump comes on, pumps water out of the ground into the plumbing system, and then there's a reservoir to store the water. But when you turn on your faucet or your shower head or flush the toilet. You don't want the well pump to come on every time you use a small amount of water, because it's rough on the well pump. Every time, there are only so many starts and stops that that well pump has in its lifespan. So every time it comes on, there's one less that it will last. So if you can reduce the amount of stops and starts of that well pump in the well, you can have your well pump last more years. And the way you do that is you have a well pressure tank. And so this is a way that water can be pushed through your plumbing by air. The way it works is, let's say your well pump is set at a maximum pressure of 40 pounds per square inch. So there's a switch that says when the well pressure gets down to 20 pounds per square inch, it turns on the well pump, and it pumps water into this well pressure tank until it reaches 40 pounds per square inch, and then it shuts off the electric switch, the pressure switch, shuts off the well pump. Now, the idea is to simply reduce the number of stops and starts and have water available without the pump coming on. Well, well pressure tanks come in roughly five sizes, typically. 20, and these are in gallons, 20, 30, 50, 60, and 80 gallon sizes. Now, the small ones cost less, the big ones cost more. But the bigger the well pressure tank, the fewer the stops and starts of the well pump. So investing $100 more or so in a larger well pressure tank will enable that well pump to last much, much longer. So the size that we have here at our farm is the biggest. That's the 80-gallon size. Now, you can get commercial ones that are even bigger, but for a typical house, 80 gallons is pretty big. Kyle, any comments?
Yeah, I have one. So when you were talking about all of the pressure tank and the switch and everything being above ground, typically that is fine, but I would have one caveat to that. Mine is actually in a cistern, a vault, if you will, and it's approximately 5 feet high, and it is about 8 feet long, and it's underground, and it has the pressure tank and the pressure switch and the electrical connections there, and it's basically a large concrete block with a lid. Actually, it has two lids. A man-sized lid that's about 20 inches in diameter, and then another larger lid that goes around the outside edge of that, because the smaller one is not big enough to allow the pressure tank, which mine is also 80 gallons. You could not take it out the man-sized hole. The great thing about this is I don't have to heat it. And where we live, it's like it'll get to 20 below zero. We've had below zero here for, I think, about four times already this winter. The latest one was about a week ago, and it was about 18 below zero it was. And then before that, the day before, it was like 12 below. So even with that cold of a temperature, the snow sort of insulates it. The top of the tank is almost ground level, maybe an inch of dirt on top of it, but the snow is laying on top of it. And I wanted to double check everything when it warmed up during the day. It was up to like 20 degrees. And so I went and scraped the snow off and opened up the man door and looked down in there just to check everything, make sure everything's all right. And it was fine. And then I put everything back and covered it up with a little bit of snow for insulation. But that's the one. I have had one friend of mine who had his pressure tank and switch above ground and in a little insulated shed. Or I'm sorry, it was an uninsulated shed. And power went out for a couple of days around here. And it was well below zero. And when the power came back on, he didn't think about running any kind of heat or extra anything out there in that shed. And it froze. and he ended up with a huge mess. He had to replace the pressure tank. It was a real mess. I mean, he could do it, but you do have to keep your pressure tank area heated if you live in a real cold climate. To you, Vince.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. So Kyle's situation is a little different from most people, where he has this concrete vault, if you will, in the ground, buried almost completely with dirt. And the dirt is a great, or the soil is a great insulator. It really does. And it will prevent, depending on how deep this is, it will prevent the pipes from freezing. So we have them around here, and people put them on top of the ground. They just set these concrete boxes, which are, you know, probably, I guess, around here they're about 5 feet by, almost 5 feet by 5 feet. And they have that real heavy concrete 4-inch thick lid with a manhole lid on as part of that. So you're absolutely right. It's heavy. It's not going to blow over. The storm's not going to take it anywhere. And it's protected from the elements. That's different from what an area where you have lots of moisture that would kind of cause those switches, et cetera, to corrode and malfunction. So I'm okay with all that. That makes perfect sense. As a matter of fact, we have something similar to that on our farm, which is a cattle waterer. So this is a 300-gallon or 330-gallon water tank. It looks like a concrete box, and it's open on one end, and it's buried in the ground. And it's buried in the ground because the ground prevents the water from freezing, and the cows can just drink out of a small trough area that might be, 3 feet, 2 feet wide by a foot deep. They can, one or two cows can get their faces in there and drink. And the replacement of the water in this underground, or almost completely underground tank, doesn't freeze under normal circumstances. So the heat from the ground keeps the water from freezing. And then it's kind of covered on the top with a layer of dirt or soil. So it just looks like a hill in the ground, that the cows know that that's where they can get their water drink. So similar concept. It works great. But the bottom line is, the larger the well pressure tank is, the less often the well pump will have to come on under normal circumstances. But when you have one of these well pressure tanks, you have to set the pressure of the tank to match the on-off cycling of the well pressure switch. So the well pressure switch determines when the pump comes on and when the pump goes off. So it controls, it's a switch. It either turns electricity on or off to the well pump that's in the ground. Now, the well pressure tank has to match the settings of the well pressure switch. And the way you do that is, in that example that I mentioned, the well pressure switch turns the electricity off at 20 pounds per square inch, and turns it on at 20 pounds per square inch when the tank is low in pressure, and cuts it off. That's the term they use, cut off. Cuts off the electricity at 40 pounds. Now, when that happens, you need to have the well pressure in the tank set to 2 pounds per square inch less. 2 pounds per square inch less than the cut out. I'm sorry, cut in pressure. So you would set the well pressure tank to 18 psi when the well pressure switch is at 20 psi. That's something you need to do. And how do you do it? Well, you make sure the tank is empty of water. And then you put a tire pressure gauge, one that's accurate. There's a tire pressure valve at the top of the well pressure tank. You'll see a black cap, typically, plastic cap. You unscrew that, and you'll see what looks like a tire, Schrader valve. And you put your tire pressure gauge on there, and it'll tell you how many pounds per square inch. But you have to empty the tank from water. And there's a way that, there's a valve that will let you drain the water out of the tank, and then you can check the pressure. And if it's not 2 pounds less than the cut-in pressure, then it's not set right, and your tank is not operating optimally. Kyle, any comments about that?
No, you're absolutely right, Vince. And the one thing I was going to mention, as far as, your pump kicking on and off, you have to realize, people have to realize that the startup and on any electric motor requires more amperage to start up than it does to run. And so the amperage is what creates heat, and heat is what destroys electric motors. And so that's why you want to have the pump kick on as little as possible. Once it's running, it doesn't pull near as many amps as it takes to start up. And so that's why Vince is saying you want the 80-gallon or as large of one as you can get for the area that you're living in. My next-door neighbor here has a vault also. His is buried in ground, and we had to redo the panel on the inside. He wanted to change that panel out to a different panel and run different circuits for some things, and I was helping him do that. But I was stunned when I went down into his vault, and the guy, because it's a new well that he had just had put in last year, and the guy that did that put in a 30 gallon pressure tank, and I was just stunned that the guy had done that. It was cheaper, but my goodness, I don't know why you would. You think because you only have half of the amount of water as what the tank rating is. So if it's a 30 gallon pressure tank, you only have 15 gallons of water. Well, you know, it does. That's not even one shower for most people. It definitely is not even hardly one load of laundry for most people. And you're going to kick that in, especially if you're washing dishes or you're running a dishwasher or just think of it. 15 gallons does not go very far at all. And so his pump kicks on all the time. And he was a little irritated at that. But he doesn't have the money quite right now to put in a bigger one. It was interesting. I bought one, an extra. We got a break. I'll talk about that in a minute.
Yeah. You know, and when you do it at the beginning, when you're putting in the system, it's about $100 more for the big tank versus a smaller tank, $100. And that's nothing compared to what it costs to have a well pump replaced. And it's a big job to take a well pump out. It's 200 feet in the ground. We'll be right back.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kyle's with us. We're talking about tips from the book, and we're talking about water wells and pressure tanks. Kyle, back to you.
Yeah. So anyway, when we got our stimulus money a while back, one of the things, we didn't go to Disneyland or take a trip or none of that stuff. But one of the things I did do is I bought a brand new well pump, and I bought a brand new pressure tank and a new pressure switch, and it was sitting in my shop. And it still is sitting in my shop, and it just, you know, as a backup for something. If you've got, you know, the old adage, if you've got two is one and one is none. And so I did not want to ever end up being in a dire strait where I didn't have an extra pressure tank, pressure switch, and well pump. And then I went to a garage sale. I mean, so this brand new well pump, I should back up just a second. The brand new well pump, I think, cost me $279 at that time. It's the best deal I could find, and it was through Ace Hardware, of all things. Usually they're not the best buy, but this time it was by far. And then I went to a garage sale just about 3 weeks after I got this brand new one, and these people had sold this house for multi-millions, and they had a brand new it did not have the box, but it was brand new 80 gallon pressure tank sitting there. And I asked them how much they wanted for it, and they said $30. And so I snagged that, and now I have two pressure tanks sitting there, you know, that, because I'm not going to walk away from a deal like that, you know. I don't care, it takes up a lot of room in your shop or in your lean-to or whatever, but that's stuff down the road that, you know, they cost a lot more than that now, by far, even the $279. But anyway, folks, it's just use your money wisely. Go ahead, Ben.
Yeah, and we did the same thing years ago. We bought a spare well pump, same brand and make and model as the one that's in the well right now. And I thought, you know what, we only have one, let's get another one. And at the time, I was able to get it for around $150. Nobody wanted them. Nobody was thinking, heck, you know, well pumps go bad. So I got about $150 for the first one, and it was a little more expensive for the second one. So we have two, as Kyle said. And we have a spare well pressure tank, and we have a spare well pressure control box, which has the capacitor in it. And I like the well pumps that have the capacitor above ground because the capacitors fail. And you can replace that, you know, within minutes if you have the spare above ground. If the capacitor is in the well pump, then you have to take the pump out, which means you have to take the well cap off. And it's a big job. You need like a boom-type lift to get the well plumbing out of, you know, 200 feet of pipe or so is a big job. And you want to keep it sterilized. You don't want to get all dirt all over it because you're going to be drinking the water from that well. So it's a real big job. It takes several people to do it if you don't have the, you know, the boom truck. Now, I've done it with the family. It took four people or so to get that pipe out, you know, without the boom truck. And it can be done. It's going to take hours to do it. So it'd be really a good idea to do one thing that's almost free, and that is to make sure your well pressure tank has the right pressure in it. And I can almost guarantee, almost, that every single well pressure tank has the wrong pressure. I can almost guarantee it. Because the guys that set the wells and the tank and the pump and all that, they guess. I've seen it. They go, well, let's see, let's put my finger over this tire valve, and nah, I think that's about right. It's not right. It's not right. You actually have to use a tire pressure gauge on the Schrader valve on the top of the tank. And the tank has to be empty in order to set the pressure. And you can do that. You can go to the internet and you can look up exactly how to do this. It's a little hard to describe it on the radio, but basically what you're doing is you have water in your tank and you want to shut your well pump off. So you shut off the circuit breaker so no more water gets pumped into the pressure tank. You then drain the water out of the pressure tank, and then you put your tire pressure gauge, which you think is accurate, on this valve on the top of the pressure tank. There's a little cap, a tire valve cap, and you measure the pressure. So if you're in your water cut-on, cut-off switch, or the pressure switch that controls the electricity to your well pump, it'll say 20-40, meaning it cuts on at 20 pounds per square inch, and it cuts out at 40 pounds per square inch. Or it might be 30-50. Ours is a 30-50, which is a little bit higher pressure. So you can find that out and right on the switch, and then you can adjust the pressure. If you have too much pressure, which is unlikely, you can bleed some air out, just like you'd let air out of a tire. If you have too much, if you don't have enough pressure, you can pump it up. And how do you do that? Use a compressor or use a tire, a bicycle pump. And you pump it up until you get to the 2 pounds below the cut-in switch pressure. It's as simple as that. And doing that will probably extend the life of your well pump probably by 25%, maybe a third, maybe 50% longer. No kidding. No kidding. So that's how you do it, and you can look it up on the internet. We'll be back after top-of-the-hour commercials and announcements.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.